I'm a new breed, some they ain't never saw.
At 36 years old, Chanty Sok has experienced more than most people in a lifetime. Known to his fans as CS, the hip-hop artist tells his story of pain and redemption.
My struggle was coming from a war-torn country, single mother who's probably suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, raising six kids, living in somebody else's living room. That struggle was real.
His mother brought the family to Long Beach, California, where he experienced poverty, bullying, and prejudice.
It was just basically the simple rules. Go to school, stay away from trouble. If somebody hurts you, look the other way, and get home. Those are the rules. But when you leave the household, it's a whole different story. Those rules don't apply. You can't run from the bullies forever. You can't run from racial slurs forever.
Without support from home or his mother, CS joined a gang. He was later convicted of armed robbery and sentenced to 11 years in prison.
Ain't nobody loved me at home, so I felt like I'm gonna go out, and whatever pain that was inflicted on me, it's gonna be easy for me to reflect on other people. Because my mama, that's my life, though. But I'm just glad that I got out of prison. Not the criminal, you know what I'm saying? Not the tainted background, not the tainted individual.
While in prison, he had time to think. He finally understood his mother's struggles. He also found a way to give voice to his pain through rap music. After his release from prison, he continued to work on his music and ended up on the cover of an arts and entertainment newspaper in Los Angeles. As seen in this year's Cambodian Music Festival in Los Angeles, CS is one of a growing number of Cambodian Americans using hip-hop to express themselves because it is the music of the urban communities where they grew up. Half of the people showcased at the festival were hip-hop artists, says festival founder Seek Smith.
A lot of these artists do their music as if it's a sense of duty. As if this is their way to pay respect to the survivors, to the victims of the genocide, that this is their piece of the voice that they can project to the world.
I think that I'm the best representation for the people who went through the struggle like me, for the people who didn't have a voice like me.
CS is working on infusing traditional Cambodian music into his work. Many artists not only want to get in touch with their roots, but Smith says they are also trying to connect with musicians in the Cambodian diaspora around the world so Cambodian artists can have a voice again after the horrors of the genocide. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Long Beach.